Yes, indeed. We are back once again. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rest Commission, highlighting the good in our community. And boy, do we have a lot of good to highlight for you today. I am Pastor John McClain here, sans one Andreas Ruiz, the motivational coach and speaker that is actually motivationally coaching and speaking at the Biosphere 2 today for a group of people. So like usual, Andreas Ruiz is out there saving the world, one motivational speech at a time. So you guys hold in there. He'll be back next week. But this week, I promise you, I will bring just as much energy as the two of us. I'll be tired by the end of this show, but it'll be worth it. But before I do anything else, this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give love and adoration and definitely give it to a very amazing father that makes this all possible, that makes it possible for me to come and do an awesome radio show every week and makes it possible for me to be able to serve the unhoused veteran population and work with an amazing community to be able to serve that population as well, that makes it so I have, you know, amazing family and great children that love me very much. But none of that would be possible without a very loving father, and I'd like to thank him with the Lord's Prayer, and it goes a little something like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And that being said, we have an awesome show in store for you today. We have Mr. Edward Radzanski, a graduate of the Veteran Rescue Mission program and a good buddy of mine, that will be joining us for the first half of the show. And for the second half of the show, we'll be having Miss Shelby Anthony, the little loan officer with Movement Mortgage, that we'll be here talking about all the different stuff that they do, all the different packages are out there, and give you a sense of, you know, kind of what you can expect from the market in the modern day. But before we get Shelby Anthony in the studio, we're going to go ahead and welcome Mr. Edward Radzanski to the studio, and thank you for joining us, Ed.
It's a pleasure.
I know. Yeah, I've had you here before as a spectator, but now you're in the hot seat.
Now I'm in the hot seat.
You're in the hot seat. Yeah. So I guess kind of just I'll fill us in. I'll start us off with, you know, how we met. You know, I was an employee of La Frontera, and I was actually at Sonora House when they said, there's this gentleman that's supposed to be coming from Philadelphia. He got housing here in Tucson, but they're still getting his place ready, and they need a place for him to stay until they get his housing ready. But they, you know, whatever miscommunication happened, they weren't able to get you in Sonora House. So La Frontera asked us, Veteran Rescue Mission, if we had a place for Ed to stay until they got his housing ready. I said, I don't see why not. We picked up Ed from the Amtrak station and came, stayed with us, and he's been one of my best buds ever since. And yeah, it went well. But I guess Ed, you tell your perspective of that story, how it all went down, and how you ended up, you know, kind of landing yourself in the posh spot you're out at now at Miracle Point, and, you know, and kind of being pretty well situated.
Well, Miracle Point Apartments is like me living in the Taj Mahal,
oh, yeah,
or in the penthouse of a hotel somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to complain about that, but it was a rough get-go to get me, for me to get myself in there.
Mm-hmm.
September of 2019, I ended up losing my Section 8 housing voucher with the city.
Mm.
Due to, I don't know which word to use it on, but I ended up calling the housing authority. I left 20 messages. They never responded. So on my 21st message, I used a little bit of vulgar language.
Mm.
They told me it was inappropriate. I can't use that type of language. 2 days later, I got a letter in the mail from them taking me to court, taking this voucher from me. So living on Social Security disability, I could not afford the full amount of the rent, and the landlord did not want to reissue me a lease because I don't have 2.5 times the amount of the rent as income. So what I did was I sold all my belongings that I had and went back to Pennsylvania. Back there, I was dealing with trying to get housing reestablished and reissued the voucher. And they really didn't want to do it. Then the COVID kicked in. So I was like, what do I do? So I start going through all social media, looking at different city politicians, and I just start calling them and leaving messages until I finally had someone respond. And turned on around, I gave all my information to the guy, and he wanted to see paperwork, how they took me to court. And he told me one thing straight out. He says, if I'm lying about anything, he wasn't going to do nothing to help me. So finally came down, the city said, yes, we're going to give you housing, a voucher back, but it will not be the city voucher. It'll be project-based. So I accepted that. I had no problem accepting it. And when I came back out, they were still in the process of getting the apartment ready. So La Fonterra gave me the name and a phone number to a place called the Sonora House. And the director of housing with La Fonterra suggested to me call, introduce myself, and explain what I was calling about. So when I did that, the lady that was running the Sonora House told me it was only a day shelter. And when I told her, well, so-and-so from La Fonterra directed me to introduce myself and said I would be housed for at least 30 days. She said no. And I have a tendency once in a while, I raise my voice a little bit. I may use a little bit of vulgar language. And when I do that, right away, people think I'm intimidated or get scared. I'm being threatening. And then they hang the phone up on me. So when the lady did that, I called her back a second time. And basically, I told her I thought she was rude and she needed a little help. So then, when they finally did tell me I had the housing, I get on Amtrak train. I'm coming back out here. I was already a day and a half on Amtrak traveling from Erie, Pennsylvania, back out here to Tucson. I get a phone call from this guy. He introduces himself, John McLean. He's with the Veteran Rescue Mission out here, Resource Mission. I didn't know what was going on. So first thing I explained to him was,
well, I think that's a good point to put a pin in it. Well, you guys will talk about all that and more after this break. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. If you haven't been to VeteranRescueMission.org yet, go ahead and check it out. Get to hear all about Veteran Rescue Mission as well as the Common Good Radio Show. We'll be back right after this break.
Action Print and Copy is a full-service print and copy shop offering quality products at affordable prices. Everything from black and white copies to large format color signage. Whether you're shopping on the web or in their centrally located shop on the corner of Prince and First Avenue, you'll find they have the best team in town, committed to providing great customer service, ready to help you meet your personal and professional goals. Call 520-829-3075 or go to printapc.com. Action, print, and copy.
We like to say here at White Stallion Ranch, the personal touch and hospitality of a traditional dude ranch is carefully blended with the service and amenities of a fine resort. Our family's been here since 1965. Great place to ride, do our activities of e-biking, rock climbing, shooting, archery, and hiking, all on our 4 square miles of pristine Sonoran Desert on the north boundary of the national park. We offer several packages from everything included to get away today, where you can sample our rooms, breakfast, and one activity.
Roofs R Hot provides excellent construction services for homes and businesses. When it comes to roofing projects, Roofs R Hot has their processes down to a science. They use satellite imagery with measuring capabilities in order to help them estimate your project accurately without ever stepping on your roof. Roofs R Hot provides you with options in order to help you make the best decision for your home. Contact Roofs R Hot for your roofing needs at 520-314-7774 or go to roofsarhot.com now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We came to bring the noise, so you better put your headphones on. I am Pastor John McClain here without my bosom buddy Andreas Ruiz with I Believe in My Self Coaching, but we're still having a pretty action-packed show for you anyways. I have with me in studio Mr. Edward Rozanski, a graduate of the Veteran Rescue Mission, and one of my best buddies who I get to play pool with every Tuesday, which fair to say, we're pretty evenly matched. It goes back and forth. Sometimes I whip him, sometimes he whips me, sometimes he gives me nightmares, sometimes I give him nightmares, but either way, he's still my buddy. Thanks for being here with me in studio, bud. Yeah, you.
Thank you.
So, before we went into the break, Ed was talking about pretty much, you know, a very similar story that a lot of people deal with, you know, whether, you know, they lose their housing for whatever, you know, ridiculous set of reasons, definitely going into COVID and around COVID, out of COVID. They, you know, they try to figure out what the process is to try to get housing again or get better situated again. They find so many hurdles, so many doors in their way when they do, and they usually get particularly frustrated. I speak of myself, obviously, you know, even in that, and sometimes that frustration just puts more doors in their way, you know, rather than, you know, us as social service workers realizing that, you know, these people are frustrated and we got to even care for them and love on them even more. And you know, as you know, Ed mentioned before we went to the break, he contacted a local council person, jumped, you know, made a whole bunch of connections, figured out thankfully how to get that housing voucher back. But just like a lot of people are experiencing now, it's actually, even once you get the housing voucher, there's a process. The apartment has, you have to find an apartment, the apartment has to be approved, the apartment has to be inspected, and then once you get to that point, then you can actually move to an apartment, which sometimes takes up to a month, sometimes takes more than a month, takes, you know, a couple months to even get that apartment ready, definitely with what we're dealing with the labor force nowadays and things like that. So where we left off, Ed was on the Amtrak coming from Pennsylvania back to Tucson, where he was a resident of, and I was, and I guess I kind of fill in the part, I was contacted by the president of La Frontera, and he said, hey, we got this gentleman, he's coming from Philadelphia, you know, he's been having this and that issue with these different agencies because he's been cussing them out. And I was like, yeah, I mean, doesn't sound like a problem to me. I mean, obviously, I don't. If he cusses at me, we're going to have a different type of conversations. But, you know, if you got a guy who needs a place to stay, you know, I want to help you out. So he gave me Ed's number. I gave Ed a call. And I guess that's where I'll hand it over to you.
Yes. So when I did receive the call from John McClain, he introduced himself to me over the phone, and when he mentioned Veterans Resource Mission, I was like shocked because I'm not a veteran. I never served in the military. Anyway, he told me, don't worry about that, and I explained to him that I was a 17, 18-year member of the American Legion under Sons. He says, well, then I'm considered a veteran. And once I got to his housing program, I got there, was probably about 9 o'clock, 9:30 on a Tuesday night, and woke up the next morning, 5:30 in the morning, stepped out of the trailer where we were being housed, sleeping quarters and everything, and I looked around, and the first thing I saw was his neighbors. There was a goat farm there. And I said, well, I'm going to have me some breakfast over there. I was going to go get a goat and cook it up and slaughter it up. I said, no, I better not. But what I found out was the mission, the resource mission that he does run, it's a very laid-back place. It's basically up to the individual staying there for him or her to really get their mindset together and save up a little money. Where when they do get housing, they have something to go back and get their personal hygiene, furniture, whatever they need. And basically, that's what I did up there. And I found out no matter how many people were there at one given time, there was always something there to do, whether it be cleaning, organizing stuff, and just sitting back, conversating with the other residents who were there. Never a boring moment. Nice, quiet area. It's added to city limits, so you really don't have all the negativity surrounding you, like in a city.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every corner waiting for a bus, there's like drug dealing going on, the homeless people, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse.
And have you ever stayed at a shelter before, one of the traditional shelters?
Not here in Tucson, but back in Pennsylvania, I did.
Mm-hmm. And how would you compare, like, the experience of staying at Veteran Rescue Mission compared to a traditional shelter?
Well, the shelters I stayed back at in Pennsylvania a couple times. When you check in, you have to be in at a certain time, and there's like anywhere between 75 to 100 people sleeping in one big dorm. You have people coming in, maybe high on drugs, intoxicated on alcohol. They want to start fights. They want to try and steal your belongings. Basically, you had to sleep with one eye open, one eye closed, and with some type of weapon, such as a pipe, a knife, maybe, to defend yourself. Because when somebody's strung out, there's no telling what somebody's going to try and do in the middle of the night. And you always had to, I always had to be 100% ready to defend myself. And if I had the choice either to be on the street or in the shelter, back in Erie, Pennsylvania, the winters can get real harsh, a lot of snow. So I dealt with the shelters, and I'd rather be here in Tucson. But from what I understand, I was actually never homeless in Tucson, Arizona. And I hear that the desert rocks, the dirt, the park benches are all concrete, and from what I see, basically they are. And the bus stop benches, they don't look too comfortable to sleep on. So he did put me up for like 5 weeks maybe, and he treated me good.
I appreciate
it. Not going to complain about that.
And now that, you know, you got in the Miracle Point, got in the your Taj Mahal, you're situated, you know, what are your feelings now?
I have no complaints at all whatsoever. And if I put people through a little bit of agony, maybe misery of the way I came off to them, and I sometimes express myself, I use maybe, like I said, some vulgar language once in a while. Hey, it's just part of me growing up, and there's an old saying, you can take me out of South Philadelphia, but you can't take that South Philadelphia out of me. It's Polish, Italian, herded by living, and it's the way I was brought up.
And that's a perfect way to close. So thank you so much, Ed, for joining us on the show, brother.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. That's Ed Rozanski, a graduate of Veteran Rescue Mission and another excellent member of our community. Thanks to La Frontera and all the help that comes our way. This is Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain. You guys hanging right there. We'll be back with Shelby Anthony after this break.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at ibelieveinmyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to ibelieveinmyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
Are the increases in rent prices wreaking havoc in your home? Do you want to buy a home, but you're concerned about the rising interest rates for real estate? While we can't avoid inflation, you can rest assured that there are still many options available for you and your family to qualify for home ownership. Home values are continuing to rise, and it's still a great time to buy, so let's get you headed toward your dream home today. Call me at 520-314-2227. Shelby Anthony with Movement Mortgage, your local little loan officer, on MLS number 2266830. Movement Mortgage LLC supports equal housing opportunity. MLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today. We are back. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain, minus one Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself, coaching and speaking. He is in Biosphere 2, speaking to a group of individuals, guessing about mental health. That's certainly what he prizes at. But we got Ed here still in the studio with us, hanging out if I need some backup. And we have step into the studio. We have Shelby Anthony, who has effectively coined herself, which I think I was there when it happened, but she effectively coined herself as Tucson's local little loan officer. And she's Shelby with Movement Mortgage. And so tell me where that came from.
Hey, John, thanks so much for having me on here today. Man, what a blessing it is to be on with you guys here in your studio.
Thank you.
So I'll kind of give you a little bit of rundown. So for those of you guys that don't know me and can't see me here, I'm only 4'10 and a half.
Okay.
So for those of you guys that know me from networking events and things like that, it's not foreign for me to be carrying around a little step stool, for me to climb on top of step stools or step on top of chairs or benches so I can be seen and heard by everybody.
Yeah, for sure.
So it was kind of a running joke for a little bit, but I've kind of embraced my short stature, and I actually use it as a way for my community to remember me by now. So it's kind of a fun way to stand out there.
Yeah. And I remember at the Arizona Sands Club where we met, the little loan officer, like it definitely separated you from kind of the couple three other loan officers that were there, and I thought that was super fantastic. And I'm excited to hear more about, you know, what you do and what you specialize in. And I'm curious, how long have you been working in this industry for?
Yeah, awesome. Well, so if I'm being honest, I actually really kind of grew up around the mortgage industry.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm. So my father actually has been a mortgage loan officer for 30, 40 years. I don't even know, before I was even born.
Interesting.
So I remember spending a lot of my summers actually in his office helping him stuff envelopes and going around and doing his marketing and his networking stuffs with him. So those are really fun times. And as a young adult, I did loan processing work for a lending company. I went on to do property appraisals for about 10 years or so, and then I actually owned and managed a financial brokerage for about 6 years. So I've been all up and down the personal finance. The mortgage industry.
So this is like in your blood through and through.
So
it's kind of, man, it's like, it's almost like it's like the family business that you're
picking
up.
In a sense, yeah. A lot of people have said that. I don't know if that was originally my intention, but it's kind of the way the Lord has orchestrated it in my life. I actually have a background in criminology, law, and society, and so I was working in major crimes, homicide, all of that stuff on the legal side of things. However, you know, the Lord transformed my heart. That became really heavy, dark, and punitive, and I just felt like God opened up the doors and led me down this path of personal finance, mortgages, and it's been where my passion is for a while now. And so I've kind of just followed those footsteps, and
interesting,
it's been
so
really
like
fun.
It is something we talk about on this show a lot, like, and some people find it, I wasn't one of those people, like, but when you're young, Like, what did you want to be when you grew up?
A lawyer.
Okay.
Yep.
And then once you kind of got into that, and it was just like, that's a little kind of dirtier than, it's a little sulkier than I'd like.
Yeah.
I get to serve people the way that I wanted to type of thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't unsee the things that you see in that industry. You can't unhear those conversations. And so it's really dark and it's heavy, and it's hard to bring that home with you, especially after having kids and having a family of my own. You can see the darkness and then you can see the light. And I really wanted to live in the light and bring people hope and prosperity and wellness and goodness to their life. And so I feel like walking down that personal finance, setting them up for success in their financial futures is so much fun and so much more powerful. And I feel like I can make so much more impact in this industry.
And so what was it like kind of like growing up, seeing your dad doing that, like helping your dad, and how have you applied that to, you know, what you do now?
Yeah, great question. So I would definitely say that it was really fun seeing the enthusiasm that came from the families that would come into his office because families would come in and say, hey, I don't know if I'm going to qualify. I don't know if I can ever own a home. I don't know what this looks like. And when you're in the mortgage industry, your job is to kind of find those loopholes in the system. Your job is to become a professional problem solver and help people find a loan that fits their situation, find a way to get them into a home so that they can prosper, because owning a home is a great way to build equity, to have assets in your name, to help, you know, diversify your portfolio and your investments and things like that. And so when you're able to find a way to get people qualified to help them own something in their name, I think that just provides so much enthusiasm to the families. And, you know, they're going to build those relationships in your community as well, because you're able to provide good for people.
Yeah. And tell us more about like how having a personal finance knowledge really gives people a bit of a boost, you know, with over your competitors as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my husband and I, when we were just young, dumb newlyweds, we actually went through the...
Happens to us all. Yes, don't feel bad. Right? Yeah.
we were deep in student loan debt. And so my husband and I actually went through that Dave Ramsey Financial Peace University. And so when we got married, my husband was only a sophomore in college. We already had like 60 grand student loans to our name. So we weren't headed in a good direction, but our church actually put us through that Dave Ramsey class. And so thankfully through that process, we were able to learn a lot of financial principles, and we took those to heart. So we went to work, we paid off all of our student loan debts, graduated debt free, and then we were able to basically proceed with those next steps in our financial futures. So that experience really propelled our careers towards that personal finance. So helping other families understand these concepts and pay off debt, set themselves up for that financial success that I was talking about. So my passion really lies in doing the right thing for families, ensuring their own victories in their finances, helping them to achieve their goals for their families. So doing home loans for families now fits perfectly into that vision that I have now.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to talk about all that and more after this break. We got Tucson's local little loan officer, Shelby Anthony, here with Movement Mortgage, talking to us all about her amazing background and the work that she does. Probably when we get after the break, we'll talk about what differentiates her from other loan officers in the world. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. If you have not gone to veteranrescuemission.org yet, please do check out not only all the awesome stuff we do with this radio show and our print editorial Common Good News, but the work that we're doing to help house unhoused veterans and shelter them at our property at 7670 North Stargrass Drive. We're always giving tours of our tiny house village and homeless veteran transition program. So go ahead and reach out to us. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to check it out. This is a Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, highlighting the good in our community. We'll be highlighting so much more after this break. You guys, if you got to go to the potty, do that real quick. You only got about a minute and a half to return. This is the Common Good Radio Show, and we'll be right back.
My heat and air, we're in a state of disrepair.
The heat is here, and your air conditioner needs to be maintained properly to do battle. I'm Ron Arenas, the owner of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. With over 20 years serving the Tucson area, we know triple digits can't get you down if your AC is running right. Call Picture Rocks Cooling at 520-440-4069 to keep your AC in summer shape.
Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
We like to say here at White Stallion Ranch, the personal touch and hospitality of a traditional dude ranch is carefully blended with the service and amenities of a fine resort. Our family's been here since 1965. Great place to ride, do our activities of e-biking, rock climbing, shooting, archery, and hiking, all on our 4 square miles of pristine Sonoran Desert on the north boundary of the National Park. We offer several packages from everything included to get away today, where you can sample our rooms, breakfast, and one activity.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Hello, all you beautiful people. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain, here without my buddy Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching, sitting in for him just in case I need some backup. We got Edward Zansky with us. He's quietly there, but he is there. And then with us in the hot seat, we have Miss Shelby Anthony, Tucson's only local little loan officer. Right.
That's how you know me now.
Yeah, with the Movement Mortgage. Yeah, I won't know you otherwise. And like, wherever I would go, I'm gonna say that to people. I'll be like, "Do you know Shelby Anthony, Tucson's local little loan officer?" And they'll be like, "No, I don't." And I'm just gonna say it over and over again until they say, "Oh, yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it."
And as soon, people won't even call you by your name anymore.
That's what I'm going for.
Yeah, for sure. but aside from that, you know, well, I know that there are a lot of like mortgage loan officers here in Tucson. We talked about, you know, there's several, even at the Arizona Sands Club networking meetings we go to, I'm sure you experience it. Every networking meeting you go to, there's probably at least two or three other loan officers in the group. So what makes you different?
Ah, well, first of all, my enthusiasm, I think, will set me apart. Yeah, I don't know if you guys notice, I sometimes forget to breathe, but I'm pretty outgoing. I like my clients to feel welcome and loved. I really pride myself on communication with my clients, agents, escrow and title, all the parties that are really involved in the transactions. But really what I love the most is working with the local lender, Movement Mortgage, because of the values that they represent. So first and foremost, the culture is one of the most important values that we practice in our workplace. Mm-hmm. So Movement was really founded on the principle of loving and valuing people. So first, like, our company pioneered a unique approach to home loans, which is really centered around the home buyers. So helping people get into homes quickly and easily. We do the upfront underwriting, quick processing. Mm-hmm. And so with that, we really stand out in the real estate community. So as surprising as it might sound, most of our loans are actually processed within 7 days. It's not unusual for us to have our borrowers clear to close in less than 14 days.
Interesting. That's pretty magnificent. And what other things kind of have you stick out a little bit?
Well, we created a model that our profit creates a long-term positive impact in communities. So close to home, around the globe. So for our borrowers, we really commit to building relationships based on communication. We get that the home loans can be confusing, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's a difficult task. There's a lot that goes into becoming a homeowner. It can be stressful, but it doesn't have to be. So we work to make sure that they aren't. But it really all comes back to our mission of loving and valuing people in everything that we do.
Nice. I'd love to hear more about like those programs you were sharing about with regards to positive impact in the community. Obviously, being a guy who runs a nonprofit, it's very near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, absolutely. And same here. So first, Movement has a match program, which they'll match dollar for dollar donations, fundraisers, time donated or raised for nonprofit organizations that bring life, light, and hope to others in the community. So like shelters for children, your local food pantry, childhood exploitation prevention programs, all of them. Movement will match that giving, which has me super excited just because my family and I already give generously to various organizations like Our Rescue, Power Over Predators, Impact of Southern Arizona, and several others. So knowing that this company is going to double our efforts, that really just makes it all that much better.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it, I guess, kind of like the question that comes to mind, like where in your life did like charity and this type of giving become a focal point?
Well, I think that really started with my work that I did on the legal side of things. Like I said before, I used to work in like major crimes, homicide. I saw the darkness and I wanted to find ways to give back to the community, to make an impact in those ways. And so just through the networking, through the business, the business organizations that I've been part of, I've learned about various ways that I can give back to the community. I've learned about other organizations that we can give to and, you know, nonprofits, you know, other ways that we can tax shelter some of our money by giving and things like that. And so just by being a part of the Tucson community here, we've been able to find a lot of different local organizations that we can share in and grow with and help them to impact the community in a positive way.
And what are some of the other ways you guys are coming back?
Yeah. Well, so Movement Missions Trips is really cool. I'm super excited about this one because it allows us to love on people and communities all across the nation. So there's grants that are even provided to our movement team members to make these trips a possibility. So for 2022, we've got other opportunities to serve in this way still to come, which includes trips to like Meridia and Guadalajara and Brazil and Cambodia and Mexico and El Salvador, where we'll be able to share the love of Christ and help build shelters and homes and churches and play sports and get to worship and learn among these local communities.
Nice. What other stuff are you guys part of?
We have another one, I would say our Love Works program. This serves our own community internally with movement, so we can be a source of support to individuals that just work within the confines of movement or the affiliated companies. So if someone has hardships or they're unable to pay certain bills, this is where this resource comes into play. It's 100% employee funded, meaning that every time we're able to assist someone going through a hardship, it's entirely because of the generosity of the fellow employees. So we see this as a tremendous blessing to the movement employees so that we can just continue to love and value other people. So sometimes that is internally just among our own community around us, because we might not always know who's facing hardships at home and who has things going on or who has sick kids or sick family members or things that they need help with that they don't necessarily want to share. We have the ability to impact them as well, so we can't forget about the people that we're in front of on a daily basis.
Yeah. Man, that's amazing. It seems like you guys are handling so much. Is that the breadth of it?
There's even more. Just you wait. Yeah. So as if that's not exciting enough, Movement also has Movement Schools, Against All Odds Empowerment Center, Harvest Center, Charlotte Mecklenburg Dream Center. For the sake of time, I'm not going to get into the deep details of all of these, but I'll just highlight a couple of them. So our mission is to create a community where individuals affected by homelessness, poverty, unemployment, where they're empowered through transitional programs and transformed by the love of Christ. Then we've got our school's mission to prepare students for college careers, lifelong success, by providing academics, character development, individual instruction. And then we also have the Empowerment Center that helps teen pregnancy intervention services to young moms. So bringing them community resources and leaders and volunteers together through a series of workshops and life improvement programs and relationships to serve these young moms in creating and really executing comprehensive life goal plans. So this can all just be so many different ways to impact the community. Nice. And to help people that are going through all kinds of different life things.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's definitely, I mean, this is very unique for, you know, a mortgage company. I've never heard anything like it that gives the, you know, the community and the lenders and your own personal community the opportunity to kind of plug in to help. So that's impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. That's impressive. So you can see why I'm excited to partner with Movement Mortgage as a loan officer here in Tucson. So there's so many values that I support and that I love, and Movement just allows me to be a part of this through my work as well.
Yeah, and we talked, you know, all about the kind of this, the good charitable work that you guys are plugged into. So let's talk a little bit before we go about lending, you know, and the business side of things.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so we'll talk a little bit about the pleasure that I have of the work that I get to do with my clients. So I know there's hundreds, if not thousands, of loan officers here in the Tucson area. So at the risk of sounding redundant, I know that rates are at the top of everybody's mind these days for valid reasons. So we've seen the rates hike up quite a bit this year. It makes a lot of people hesitant to proceed for a mortgage transaction in this client. You know, at the end of June marked, you know, a pretty bad S&P 500. And it's kind of hard to find an opinion that predicts it'll get better anytime soon, but we still see home values rising. And so You know, like I said, I don't need to get into too many details on that because we've all heard it. We've all watched the news. Yeah. But at the end of the day, there are still products. There are still ways to get in and have a reasonable mortgage, especially if you guys can afford it. If you have the down payment, if you have the assets and you qualify with your credit, absolutely still buy a home, because then you can get into a property and we can always refinance you down the road. So there's a lot of great ways. You know, there's a lot of still programs that are available to families to help you guys get into a home. There's even ways to lower your interest rate on the front end, you know, with sellers and buy down options and things like that. So
that's good to hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, awesome. Well, without us getting too deep into it, why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you, how they can contact you, and
Get started. Yeah, thank you guys so much for allowing me to be on with you guys. What a blessing it is to get to share all about our culture and our values and what we support and what we're excited about here in this industry. So you guys can find me on my website, movement.com/Shelby.Anthony. I am on the socials on Facebook at facebook.com/Shelby Movement. And I'm also on Instagram as the local_little_loan officer. And then, of course, you can reach me by cell anytime, 520-314-2227.
Awesome. Go ahead and tell us the website one more time and the phone number one more time.
Yeah, absolutely. Movement.com/Shelby.Anthony. And phone number is 520-314-2227.
Well, thank you so much, Shelby, for joining us on the show.
Yeah, thank you again for having me.
Absolutely. That's Shelby Anthony with Movement Mortgage, Tucson's local little loan officer. If you see her around town, you know to yell that out your window. She's definitely, it was great having her. If you guys want to get a hold of her, that's movement.com/Shelby.Anthony. She also is on the social medias in the interwebs, that on facebook.com/Shelby Movement, and on IG local_little_loan officer. And the phone number is 520-314-2227. That's Shelby Anthony with Movement Mortgage. And this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Thank you all for tuning in this week. I hope we were able to bring the noise and bring the excitement for you. We will likely have another amazing show for you next week. So tune in every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on KBOI.com, 10:30 a.m. The Voice. I'm Pastor John McClain, here without my buddy Andreas Ruiz, but he'll be with me next week. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
My heat and air were in a state of disrepair.
The heat is here, and your air conditioner needs to be maintained properly to do battle. I'm Ron Arenas, the owner of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. With over 20 years serving the Tucson area, we know triple digits can't get you down if your AC is running right. Call Picture Rocks Cooling at 520-440-4069 to keep your AC in summer shape.
The Community Prevention Coalition of PPEP Incorporated would like to report that thousands of lives have been saved from opioid overdoses, including those from fentanyl. It's always nice to hear some good news, isn't it? Ready for more? The life-saving success of naloxone is also available as Narcan nasal spray. If you or someone you know uses opioid drugs, including fentanyl, you can get Narcan for free. Call the Community Prevention Coalition of PPEP Incorporated at 520-205-4781 to get Narcan. 520-205-4781. Help save a life.